You're listening to the KGNC Golden Spread Agribusiness News Hour. I'm Keith Rutger, and per usual on our Thursday, we're here with J.D. Ragland from Randall County Extension. J.D., how are you this morning?
Doing great, Keith. Once again, always a pleasure to visit with you each and every week. And this week, as we're here in the Texas Panhandle, weather-wise, experience some cold temperatures and maybe a little chance for a little bit of moisture, which is something we hadn't seen hardly much at all since last August.
Yeah, we are supposed to get some snow, you know, tonight going into Friday morning. And, you know, it may not be a lot. You said with the snow, it's never as effective as rain, but we can take as much as we can get. We had a couple of wildfires here the past couple of weeks, and that just goes to show there's no moisture. We've had nothing. So any little bit counts.
Yeah, that's right. And as we all are very well aware, the adverse weather that we experience in the Texas Panhandle, not only on a daily basis, but from week-to-week basis, it can be short-sleeve shirt weather one moment and coveralls the next. But nonetheless, like you mentioned, we'll take any moisture any way we can get it, as it currently desperately still remains extremely dry.
Absolutely. So we won't hold you too long today because we know you've got the you're going down to Houston and for a stock show. Is that right? You're down there already?
Yeah, that's right. Houston Stock Show has kicked off. We've got a lot of our Randall County 4-H kids that are exhibiting animals in various different species. And we're down here with that. Be here the rest of the week. And then from Houston, we won't come home. We'll just head over straight to Austin to the show over there, and that'll finish us up for the 2022 stock show season. We've had great success so far with our 4-H'ers, not only here in Randall County, but a lot of 4-H'ers and exhibitors from across the Panhandle region have done extremely well exhibiting their animals at all major stock shows. And we hope the last two, that'll be no different, with a lot of success coming from both Houston and Austin.
Well, and I know we've talked about it before, that really is a great opportunity for our young producers to get out there, show what they can do, and learn those skills to further progress along and, you know, get ready to do this stuff, you know, for a living if they'd so choose. That's what we need, is more skilled people for that.
As we've mentioned before, these young people are going to be our future agricultural leaders. And we're hoping that we just have a small part of their younger years in terms of, you know, building some life skills that will assist them throughout their entire working career. And so we're very fortunate to be a small part of that in terms of their life skill development.
Absolutely. So, J.D., one of the things that Randall County Extension is always doing for our producers in the area is your programs. Y'all have some excellent programs, great learning opportunities, always a good chance to get their CEUs, those so desired CEUs. Y'all got anything coming up?
Yeah, Keith. Well, it's kind of funny. We're sitting there talking about it snowing, and just right around the corner is spring weather and spring planting. Whether you're a row crop ag producer or a homeowner or a mom and pop gardener, you know, spring planting is just around the corner. So, yeah, as we look at that and look to that part of the season, the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service in Randall County will be hosting an educational event coming up on May 21st, which is a Saturday. And it will be our lawn and garden and small acreage landowner expo. And that'll be an educational event for anyone that's interested in learning more information about lawns and gardens and small acreage management. We've got an excellent program set up for Saturday, May 21st. At Randall County, this is going to be an outdoor educational event. We'll be holding the event outdoors down in Canyon around the courthouse square on the south side of the old courthouse there in Canyon. We're going to mirror this event, much like many of the Master Guard, or the, Farmers Market events, in terms of the way they're set up. We're going to have lawn and garden booth participants that will be showcasing anything from lawn mowers to equipment to fertilizers, all kinds of lawn and garden type wholesalers that might be on hand. That'll be part of the program. And then, more importantly, we've got about four key highlighted subject matters that we're going to have presenters present program to the entire audience that may attend that day. Now, this will be a no-cost event for the booth participants and or even those that are just wanting to come and learn more. There'll be no cost. So this is a free event that's going to be held on Saturday.
You were talking about a big event going on. It's going to be outside and it's going to be free. And now we're going to dive into some more details.
Yeah, that's right, Keith. Before the break, we were talking about, we're real excited. This is the first time we've ever offered this type of educational program, particularly with an outdoor setting. But as I mentioned earlier, we're going to be hosting what we're calling a lawn and garden and small acreage landowner expo. It'll be held on May 21st. It'll be an outdoor venue. It'll be held in Canyon, down on the south side of the courthouse square is where the event is going to take place. We'll ask booth participants to be set up by 9 a.m. And then our program, we mentioned that before the break, we're going to have four presentations for those that are interested. It'll be outdoors, so those participants that plan to attend, bring your own lawn chair, because you'll need something to sit in while these presenters are presenting these four topics. The four topics that we're going to highlight, these will be 30-minute presentations along with some allotted time for questions and answers after each presentation. But the first presentation, live verbal presentation, will start at 9:30. And we're going to highlight lawn care and management at 9:30. That'll be a 30-minute program. Then we're going to move into a water conservation presentation that will be shared to help homeowners, you know, set some ground rules, if you will, in terms of how often do they need to water their lawn, still looking at being very conservative with that. And, you know, we'll go over all of that to set them some ground rules. Obviously, that varies depending on what variety of grass a homeowner has, but we'll be going over that and mainly focusing on water conservation. We'll be talking about some rainwater harvesting equipment, some barrels that can capture some rainwater runoff. And that can help conserve water. We're going to be focusing on that during that presentation as well. And then we'll have another 30-minute presentation starting at 10:30 on tree care and management. And that'll be about a 30-minute. We're going to have a live tree pruning demonstration during that segment of the program. And then we'll wind up with a 30-minute program starting at 11, targeting the small acreage landowners in terms of how they can manage and take care of their small acreage, whether that be 10, 15, maybe 20 acres that they may own. You know, Keith, Randall County over the last 3 years has really escalated in the number of small acreage landowners, and we find that a lot of these landowners maybe aren't fully educated on how to properly take care and manage their small acreage. So we're going to have a session on that as well. And then to conclude with, we're going to have those that are interested hang around and take part in viewing a live potting demonstration and to help our homeowners show them different and various ways and correct ways, if you will, to how to prepare their pots for either plants and or flowers. So we're excited about offering this program. It's the first time we've held this. We feel like it's a strong need, particularly within Randall County, but anyone and everyone is welcome to attend. There's absolutely no pre-registration if you just want to attend and learn. However, if there's any potential booth exhibitors out there that may want to highlight their product or their equipment, we are taking registration forms for our booth participants. There is no cost for that, but we do ask that you contact our extension office. We'll be glad to get you that booth participant registration form. You can complete it and send it back to us. That way we've got an idea of how many booth vendors we may have. Again, I know it seems kind of strange to talk about this when it's potentially cold and we may be getting some snow as we speak, but you know, springtime is right around the corner. We feel like this is a great opportunity for those participants in our Randall County clientele to learn, you know, lawn and garden care and management, along with some small acreage homeowner information and landowner information to go along with that. So once again, it's our Randall County Lawn and Garden Small Acreage Landowner Expo. That'll be on May 21st. We'll kick off with our first presenter at 9:30 a.m. Once again, no registration fee, except if you're going to be a booth participant, contact us at the extension office. We'll get you that booth participant information form. You can complete it and send it in. But if you're just planning to come in and take part and listening and learning to with our presenters and our presentations, be sure and bring your lawn chair because our presentations will be outside, outdoor venue, and you'll want a lawn chair to be able to sit through those presentations. So a great event. We want folks to put that on their calendar and make plans to attend.
Well, and JD, I love that you're bringing this up now because it may be, you know, a little bit chilly right now. We're still in that flexing, maybe hot, maybe cold days. But it won't be that way forever. Spring is just around the corner. And this is one of those programs that you're right. It applies to any, like just about anyone, whether it's just, you know, working on your backyard, a small acreage, or even if you want to spruce up your apartment with a potted plant. You know, I think everybody listening to this and more can be gaining benefit from this program. This is an awesome opportunity for everyone around the area to, you know, just come out and hang out. And it's free. So what reason do you not have to go? Well, I'm going to RSVP my lawn chair right now. If anyone wanted to get a hold of you, JD, whether it's for this and for anything else, how would they go about doing that?
You bet, Keith. First and foremost, you know, folks can visit our website there at randall.agrilife.org. Or they can simply call our extension office to find out more information about our lawn and garden and small acreage landowner expo or other programs and subject matter areas that we cover by simply calling the Randall County Extension Office at 806-468-5543 or, Keith, as always, we really appreciate those that just want to stop by and pay us a personal visit. We're located at 200 North Brown Road in Canyon. Just stop by. We'll be glad to try to help anyone with any questions or issues or concerns they may have, whether it's in the area of agriculture, family and consumer science, 4-H, or, as we've talked about this morning, horticulture as well.
Well, JD, we're glad we could have you on the program this morning, and we'll catch you bright and early next Thursday.
You bet, Keith. Always a pleasure to visit with you each and every week, and we look forward to visiting with you again real soon.
Thank you. Thank you for our listeners for joining in today. This has been the KGNC Golden Spread Agribusiness News Hour. That was JD. I'm Keith Rutger, and we'll see you tomorrow.